Hey everyone, Avery Hard here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. You know that feeling when you're trying to get your point across but it just doesn't land? Like you're talking in a foreign language, or maybe even worse, talking over someone who's got the mic. Well, let's be honest, we've all been there. In today's world, where communication is more important than ever, think social media, demanding jobs, and navigating those complicated relationships, it's vital that we learn how to express ourselves effectively. And trust me, I'm not just talking about choosing the right emoji here. So buckle up, because today's episode is all about mindful communication. How to unlock that inner power of truly being heard and understood. First things first, let's talk about active listening. You know, that thing we sometimes think we're doing but really aren't. It's not just hearing the words, it's truly absorbing their meaning, understanding the emotions behind them, and responding thoughtfully. Ever catch yourself zoning out mid-conversation or formulating your comeback while someone else is talking? We've all been there. But mindful listening is about being present, engaged, and genuinely interested in what the other person has to say. Next up, let's talk about clarity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a chef to make a masterpiece without a clear recipe, right? Well, your communication should be no different. Be concise, get straight to the point, and use language that's easy to understand. No need for fancy jargon or convoluted sentences. Keep it simple, direct, and impactful. Remember, the goal is to be understood, not to win a vocabulary contest. Speaking of impact, let's talk about nonverbal communication. Think body language, eye contact, facial expressions, all those subtle cues that speak volumes even without words. When you're truly listening and engaged, your body language reflects that. Leaning in, nodding, maintaining eye contact. It shows the other person that you value their words and are genuinely invested in the conversation. Now, let's talk about managing emotions. We all feel them, but it's how we handle those feelings in the heat of the moment that makes all the difference. Ever had a conversation where things got heated? Maybe you said something you regretted later, or felt like you weren't truly heard. Take a deep breath. Before reacting impulsively, pause for a moment to gather your thoughts and choose your words carefully. Finally, let's remember the power of empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their feelings, and respond with compassion. Even if you don't agree with them, acknowledging their viewpoint and showing genuine understanding can go a long way in fostering healthy communication. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and there's a big project deadline looming. You're stressed, juggling multiple tasks, and feeling the pressure mounting. Then your colleague approaches you with a question about their part of the project, but instead of snapping back or brushing them off, you take a moment to listen attentively, offer helpful guidance, and even share some strategies that have worked for you in the past. Boom. You've not only diffused a potential conflict, but also strengthened your relationship and created a more collaborative work environment. See? Mindful communication is like magic. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Number 1. Active listening. It's about being truly present and engaged in the conversation. Number 2. Clarity. Keep it simple, direct, and easy to understand. Number 3. Nonverbal cues. Your body language speaks volumes, so make sure it reflects your intention to listen and connect. Remember guys, communication is a skill that takes practice and conscious effort. But with each mindful interaction, you're building a foundation for stronger relationships, greater understanding, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with communication in any area, don't hesitate to reach out. We're all on this journey together, and there's no shame in asking for support. Now, tell me, what are some of your biggest communication challenges? Share them with me in the comments. I love hearing from you. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It really makes a difference. Until next time, keep that inner confidence shining bright, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.